Hello, my dears. Namaste. It's Kelly. Welcome to episode 66 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. Today we have a level 2 hour-long class. Lots of fun inversions and deep connection to standing and folding postures. I do thank you so much for joining me on this journey and hope you enjoy this practice. I'd love to connect. Please visit sunroseyoga.com for all the ways to get in touch and also to see photos, videos, and read more about yoga. Again, I am grateful for your presence here and wish you peace on your path. Namaste.
Let's just begin by taking a beautiful seat. Take your time to settle into the space. Feel the hips release. Feel the belly soften. The low back connect with the earth. And with your in-breath, begin to lengthen the spine from the base of the spine at your seat all the way beyond the crown of the head. And we balance that lengthening on the in-breath with a deep softening on the out-breath. Let's bring both thumbs to your chin and then practice a soothing version of the alternate nostril breath, Nadi Shodhana, where we breathe in through both nostrils and we'll alternate exhaling one at a time through both nostrils. So we'll breathe in through both. And as you exhale, cover your right nostril with your right index finger, exhaling through the left. And we'll inhale through both. And as you exhale, cover the left nostril, exhaling through the right. Inhaling through both. And as you exhale, cover your right nostril. Inhale through both. And we'll just follow the rhythm of your own breath here. Inhaling through both nostrils and switching on the exhale. And focusing on bringing a sense of balance to the breath, both in length of the in and out breath and in intensity. The alternate nostril breath can bring deep peace, a sense of calm. And that comes most quickly when we really focus on evening out the breath. We'll take our final alternate nostril exhalation when you cover your left nostril the next time. At that point, you'll inhale through both. And when the time is right, exhale, bring the hands to the heart center, to Anjali Mudra. And You know, just taking a few breaths here, noticing the quality of the breath. Noticing the quality of the mind. Maybe taking this time to set an intention for bringing that sense of peace, that sense of balance from our practice of Nadi Shamatha into both our asana practice on the mat and our practice of yoga out there in the world. And we'll take in a full, beautiful breath here. And as you exhale, bow to your heart. We'll slowly inhale, release the hands. Lift the face and softly lift the focus. And we'll just begin to shift our weight from left to right, bringing your hands out to your sides, moving in a way that feels natural. Moving in a way that supports your body. Noticing the space in between the ribs. The spaces between each vertebra. Releasing any tension in the neck. Finding a bit of softness here. And bringing those movements a bit closer to center. And bringing the hands in front of your shins and walking them forward, taking your time to come, excuse me, to all fours, hands and knees. Excuse me. Chakra Vatasana. Table pose. And we'll take in a beautiful breath here with fingers spread wide, connecting each part of the hand with the earth. Particularly that fleshy part between the thumb and index finger. And we'll scoop the tailbone ever so slightly and tuck the chin. And as you exhale, curl the toes and let the hips float high to the sky to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Moving up and back. And take this time to move the body in whatever way feels right. Maybe bending one at a time. Maybe nodding the head or shaking the head. Thigh bones are pressing back in space. Now as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. We will lower our left knee down to the earth. As you breathe in, begin to straighten your right leg. As you shift your hips back in space, round your back. Exhale, come back to your low lunge. Very good. We'll inhale, rock back. Rounding the back of the head becomes heavy. Exhale, deep lunge. Softening through the head. One more, we'll inhale, rock back. And exhale, deep lunge. As you breathe in, spread the fingertips wide, curl the left toe under. We'll breathe out and press back to downward facing dog. slow, beautiful breaths as you lengthen the spine. Softening the back of the heart. And with your next breath in, put the left foot forward between the hinges. Lower the right knee down to the ground. Take your time here as you breathe in. Rock the hips back, straighten that left leg, round that. And exhale, deep lunge. Let your inhale rock you back. And your exhale, bring you back forward. Let your breath set the pace. One more, just like that. And then as you breathe in, plant your hands, curl your back toe under, and we'll exhale back to downward facing dog. Again, making a movement that feel right here. Let your sitting bones really perk toward the sky, so you're being lifted from the creases of your hips. So as you breathe in, we'll again step the right foot forward between the hands. We'll lower our left heel to the earth and rise up to Virabhadrasana 2, Warrior 2. Arms are at a T and the points of the hips are facing the long side of the mat. We're finding that place where effort and ease are balanced, where the spine is lengthening, but the tailbone is surrendering to gravity. Our spine is perpendicular to the earth, so we're at that intersection of past and future, that is the present. So we're being lifted from beneath the arms and softened through the shoulders. Beautiful. As you breathe in, bend your right elbow, drop the forearm to the top of the right thigh. And as you breathe out, sweep that left arm around and up overhead, reaching for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. And as you exhale, soften your shoulders away from the ears, creating some space between your earlobe and your arm. Creating some space between your earlobe and your shoulders. Those shoulder blades are drawing down the back. And the heart is spinning toward the sky. And we're connecting with this radiant energy through the left side of the body. So maybe spread your fingertips just a little bit wider and shine out through that space between the fingers. And as you press the pinky toe side of your left foot into the earth, just lengthen and then soften the shoulders away from the ears. Yeah, beautiful. Now as you breathe in, we'll root down into the feet, rise all the way up to stand, straightening that right leg. We'll exhale and slide the upper body all the way toward the front of the room, while we shift our hips toward the back of the room. Now just release your right hand down, maybe to your shin. Extend your left hand forward, stacking the shoulders. And we'll pull the shoulders back and we'll press that left hip forward. Nice, so that we bring the upper and the lower part of the body into one plane. And if it feels all right, gaze up at your left thumb. But if that brings tension to your neck, maybe gaze down at the floor. Find what works. So we're in Trikonasana, triangle pose. One of the most intriguing of the triangles that we're making here is this one right here, from the arm to the armpit, the ribs, and your right leg. Let's lengthen the ribs so we really stretch out that top part of our and I don't know which of the triangles this is, you could call it. The arm, rib, leg triangle. So as you breathe in, we're down into the feet. Let's rise up. And we'll exhale back to Veer of Adjustment 2. As you breathe in, turn your right palm to face the sky. And as you breathe out, release your left hand back to your left leg. Extend your right hand skyward. Now lift from your heart as though someone were pulling you upward by your sternum, by your breastbone. And then relax the shoulders away from the ears. And then scoop that tailbone under ever so slightly. Good. So that the back bend here is in our upper back. So that we're curling our thoracic spine and we're just finding some stability in our low back. So often we have lots of flexibility down here and we're sort of quick to go, oh, well, I can bend all the way down to the floor. Over time, we're going to weaken there. So find that lift in the upper back. And with your next exhale, come back to warrior two. Good. Let's inhale and cartwheel the hands to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Take a beautiful breath in. Soften the shoulders. Feel the low back lengthen. Feel yourself connect with the earth, to the fingers, the palms, and the feet. Now again, as you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands. And we'll lower the left heel down. And we'll come all the way up to stand. Now we'll turn those right toes to the left so that they're facing the same direction as your left toes. And we'll bring the hands to the hips. Inhale, just scoop the shoulders up, back and down. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips. Nice long spine, nice flat back. Press the big toes into the earth. Tucking our chin. And we'll release our hands to the earth just beneath your shoulders. And if you'd like to take your feet wider, keep them wider. It feels right to take them more narrow, take them more narrow. If you'd like to place the hands on the block, do that. We're shining out through the sitting bones. Yes, Stephanie, that was beautiful. Nice, beautiful spine. So here, begin to drop the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. Drawing the shoulder blades down the back. So that when you hinge from the hips, you're connecting with the strength of the spine. We're softening the front of the body and toning the back of the body. Good. We're pressing those big toes into the earth. We'll bring our hands to the hips. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet. Rise up. Turn our left toes to the left and inhale the arms out to T. Exhale to Virabhadrasana 2. Bend that left knee. Really commit to the right pinky toe, pressing it into the earth so that your arch peels away from the floor. And some buoyancy from beneath the arm and some softness in the shoulders. If for a second you can stay connected to the strength of your right leg, but relax your booty, relax your right glutes. Oftentimes when we get so tense in that bum, we turn the hip in instead of letting it open fully. We're opening the right hip just like a book. Like you could peel it open as you scoop the tailbone under. Good. We'll inhale and bend the left elbow. Drop the forearm to the top of the left thigh and exhale, sweep the right arm up overhead, reaching for the space where the wall and the ceiling meet, and then relax the shoulders away from the ears. Good. Connect to the electricity in that right side of the body. And let your in-breath lengthen you. And let your out-breath soften you. Breath, accompany your practice. We'll breathe in, moving down into the feet. We'll rise all the way up to stand, extending the arms up to the feet. Exhale, let the upper body slide all the way to the left while the hips shift to the right. Release that left hand. Now extend the right hand skyward. Remember, it doesn't matter if we get all the way down to the earth. Our concern is freeing our spine from all of the strain, all of the stress we put it through each and every day. Connecting with the space between each of those vertebrae. Letting ourselves find a bit of sweetness, a bit of softness. Amidst the effort, as you breathe in, root into the four corners of the feet, rise up to stand. And as you exhale, bend your left knee, come back to warrior two, rear of adjustment two. We'll turn our left palm to face the sky as we breathe in, and as you breathe out, release your right hand back to your right leg. Again, lift through your heart. As you breathe out, sink deeper into your left knee, into your left quadricep. We'll be lifted from our heart center. Although our left knee is bent, we're connected to the strength of our right leg. Make sure you can see your big toe on that left foot. You took a little peek. With your next breath out, come back to regular old warrior two. We'll inhale and cartwheel the hands to earth. And exhale to down with the heels. Taking a full, beautiful breath here. Feel your hands connect with the earth. Maybe grow your fingertips even longer. Feel your ankles soften. As you breathe in, step your left foot forward again between the hands. Lower the right heel down. And just rise up. And again, we'll turn that left toe so that it too is facing the mirror. It's facing the same direction as the right toes. And this time, let's bring our heels in and turn the toes out. We'll inhale the arms high to the sky. As you exhale, bend your knees, sink into your quadriceps. Let the base of the spine be heavy. Now, for one last little juicy tidbit, see if you can see your big toes. It's the opening through the hips. Let the base of the spine be heavy. And now where is the intention in those arms? Shine out through the fingertips. Draw the thumbs back in space as you lengthen through your pinky fingers. Full beautiful breath in. And as you exhale, with knees bent, let's hinge from the hips. Just reach forward and down to earth. And we'll turn our heels out, toes in, and walk the fingertips forward on the earth. No weight is really shifting into them. Our weight is back in our hips, back in our sitting bones. Almost as though we're using our fingers just to keep ourselves from falling backwards. Beautiful. Feel the back to the neck sink in. And slowly walk the hands back underneath the shoulders. Moving down into the seat as you breathe in. Rise all the way up to sink. Good. And now turn your right toes to face the front of the room. We'll take in a beautiful breath here. As you breathe out, bend that knee and sweep the fingertips skyward. Come to Virabhadrasana 1. Warrior point to the hips. Begin to make their way toward the front of the room. That means if you need to move your feet around, do that. Do what feels right. Heart's lifting, collarbones are spreading, shoulder blades drawing down the back. Connect the left heel with the earth. We'll inhale and straighten the right leg. As you exhale, hinge from the hips. Reach the fingertips all the way forward toward the front of the room. And now bring your hands to your hips. With each breath in, lengthen your spine. Connect with the strength in your mid-back. Each breath out, draw your heart center toward your right big toe. You may even shift your gaze a bit forward on the floor. So again, here in our forward fold, in the space of hinging toward the earth, find the strength in your back and the softness in your face, in the front of the body. You might begin to pull your right hip back as though you are pushing that right sitting bone toward the wall behind you. You might begin to push your left hip forward. And now as you breathe in, root down into the feet. Rise all the way up. Sweep the arms up to the sky. And as you exhale, we're going to switch directions. We'll turn our right toes to face the mirror, turn the left toes to face the back of the room. Again, full beautiful breath in, lengthening the spine. Breathe out, bend the left knee, lift to the heart. Find the fire in the front of the body. Find the softness in the back of the body. Yourself have a conversation with your hips. Let yourself have, maybe even listen to the conversation your feet and the earth are having together. Now with your next breath in, we'll begin to straighten that left leg. We'll exhale and hinge from the hips. Reach the fingertips as far forward as they'll go before releasing the hands to the hips. Lengthening yourself from your seat all the way beyond the crown of the head. Draw those shoulders down the back. Release the heads of the shoulders from your ears. Connecting the inner ball, the outer ball, the inner heel, the outer heel to the earth. And we begin to push that right hip toward the front of the room and pull that left hip back, squaring up the hips. Beautiful. as you breathe in, root down into the feet, rise up to stand. Sweep the fingertips high, and as you exhale, we'll switch directions yet again. We'll inhale, reach the fingers forward and down to earth. And exhale to downward facing dog. Take your time here. Feel those thigh bones pressing back to the space. Feel the back of the heart softening. And with your next breath in, step your right foot forward between the hands. And as you breathe out, step your left foot forward, coming to Uttanasana, forward fold. Let the head be heavy. As you breathe in, come up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana. And exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into the feet. Use your legs to rise up with a flat back, sweeping the arms skyward. And exhale the hands to the heart. Find that evenness of breath, both in length and quality. And release your hands. Now to balance today, you can stay where you are, but if you also like to come off of your mat to get more of a grip on the earth, sometimes that's nice, particularly if you have a really thick mat. We'll begin by balancing on our right foot. And so we'll lift the toes, spreading them, creating this solid foundation where the four corners of the feet connect to the earth. And then we'll soften the toes down, but keep that connection between your balls, your heels, and the earth. A nice lift through the arch. Now as you're ready, let your gaze just settle down. Maybe to that space where wall and joint. And we'll lift the left foot up, and we'll catch the inside edge of our left foot, so the instep. And we'll inhale the right hand skyward. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, kicking our left hand into our left foot into our left hand, lifting through your heart, just as we did in our reverse warrior, spreading the upper back. We will slowly inhale back to center. And as you exhale, bring your hands to your heart. Still staying on that foot, we'll take a full beautiful breath in here. Exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, extending our left leg behind us, Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Hips are square to the earth. And we have a bit of intensity in that left foot by flexing the foot. That'll bring some muscle energy into your stooty, where your thigh and your booty meet. That's not a real term, obviously, but it works. Let's inhale back to center. It's real. We made it real. We'll just give that right ankle a break. Take a few octopus arms. Some octopus spine, move in a way that lets go of any tension that might have crept into the body. And we'll bring our awareness into our left foot now, and just find your foundation there. Maybe lift the toes and spread them. Soften your gaze. And as you're ready, we'll pick up our right foot and catch the instep. And we'll inhale that left hand skyward. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips, kicking the foot into the hand with the same amount of intensity as we draw the hand into the foot. Beautiful. pulling our left hip back, pressing the right hip forward. Slowly inhaling back to center. And exhaling hands to the heart. Full beautiful breath in here. Exhale, hinge from the hips. Extend that right leg straight behind you. Lengthening through the back of the neck. Shining out through the ball of that right foot. Remembering that the purpose of balancing postures is to bring balance to us. And we'll inhale back to center. And exhale, release. Give your left ankle a break. Find a little movement in your spine. Our way I'm just wondering what upside down poses are feeling right for tonight. Does anybody have a preference or inversion? No shoulder stance. Well, okay, so good. We won't do that. Let's take our mats though to either the wall or to the mirror. And we'll practice, we'll do a little work on our Pinchamayarasana, feathered peacock. And if someone wants to come up here, this is a good spot to. I lock the door so no one will come in on us. If someone wants to be back in this cool. Beautiful. Nice being here between you two. Okay, beautiful. So, feathered peacock. We'll begin with a few dolphins tonight. And remember that dolphins are our way to prepare our shoulders and our back and our arms for this upside down work. And they also help us build our confidence, which is, in my opinion, usually the biggest hurdle between us being right side up and upside down. So let's come to hands and knees, tap over a cup on the table, and we'll lower our elbows down to the earth, right beneath your shoulders, which might be closer than you think. And we'll bring our thumbs so that they're about 2 inches apart and press your palms into the earth. We'll inhale and curl the toes under. And as you exhale, lift your knees and let your hips float high to the sky. Now just let your head be heavy here. Maybe look between your toes. And begin to draw the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. And draw the shoulder blades down the back. Beautiful. Good. Let the breath find that smooth and even place. We'll inhale, lower the knees to the earth. And as you exhale, just let your hips drop back, rest the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. And rock your head from left to right. We'll inhale again, slowly back to table, chakravartasana. And as you exhale, lower your elbows down to the earth once more, bringing your thumbs about 2 inches apart. We'll inhale and curl the toes under. Exhale again, lift the hips. This time, look between your thumbs. We'll inhale and lower our nose to that space between the thumbs. And exhale, press up. Inhale, lower down. And exhale, press back. We'll take 3 more just like this. you finish five, inhale the knees to the hips. And exhale as the hips drop back to the heels. And release any tension in the neck. Just by rolling your head from side to side if that feels right. We're shifting the hips from left to right. Beautiful. Now we'll come back to table. And we'll again lower our elbows to the earth. Now our feet are about 6 inches from the wall. So if you're farther away, scooch closer. If you're close, scooch a little bit farther away. And this may also change just depending on your own body and your ratio of leg to torso. So we'll keep our gaze between our thumbs. We'll inhale and curl the toes under. And exhale, let the hips go tight to the side. Now with your gaze still between your thumbs, maybe step one, and then both legs up to the wall. Now I need to come closer. And we're walking our legs up the wall so that they come to a place that's parallel with the earth. Our gaze is still between our thumbs. We're still drawing the tops of the shoulders away from the ears. I'm going to have you back way up to like here. Yeah, there you go. Elbows down. Our body is creating an L with the wall. So curl your toes, lift your hips. Yeah. Beautiful, right there. Now just look between your thumbs. That is what's going to help our balance. Beautiful, beautiful. How do we feel? What if you don't look between your...
it's your shoulder.
All right, now once that feels good, and remember, you can come out at any time, take a break. Once we feel like blended little rock stars in that place, we'll begin just extending one leg at a time, getting used to what this feels like to have your ankle over your hip, over your shoulder. In preparation for both legs, maybe. Maybe not. No matter what, even if both feet stay on the floor, we are getting the beautiful benefits of this amazing pose. Yeah!
Our peacock makes such a crazy noise. We need to make that when we're in this.
Yeah, come. Show me.
I
know it's hard to tell. Yeah, so you're going to walk your feet down to where my hand... Yeah. Okay, so your hips are going to... It could be. So take it where it feels right, because this is just sort of getting us ready.
Okay.
Ideally, though, where we're going is to a place where our hips are stacked over your shoulders and your legs are just pressing straight into the wall. You're creating a little L with your body. I know, I am too. Beautiful. All right, now after that, I think we deserve
some juiciness. Let's find our way to legs off the wall, Viparita Karani, where we squat maybe on one side of the mat. Roll onto your back. Scooch your bum up to the wall. And maybe consider experimenting with a different leg position tonight. Maybe bringing the soles of the feet together, letting the knees sway out. Getting the legs. You know, sometimes it's like when we do this one, it's like we're at the dentist's office and we need sunglasses. Beautiful. Now just feel that mid to low back sink into the earth. Feel the hips release. Feel the back of the neck release. And the shoulders release. You're going to draw the knees toward your chest. And we'll rock from side to side. And let yourself roll to your favorite side. And take your time. And use your arms to press yourself back up to a seat. Facing the middle of the room, we'll bring the soles of our feet together, letting our knees sway out to the side. And make sure that you have your heels a comfortable distance from your pelvis. We'll inhale and lift the heart, lengthen the spine, maybe hold the shins or the big toes. And as you exhale, begin to draw your heart center toward your big toes. And let your head just sort of lag behind. When you find that space where you begin to feel tension in the hips, let your shoulders soften away from the ears and tuck the chin. From the back of the body, draw down, or drawing energy from our shoulders down to our hips, as our spine continues to lengthen with each breath in, you can feel the space between each vertebra. And as you exhale, let the front of the body be soft. Let the face be soft. The throat and the heart be soft. Let the belly be soft. For our last few breaths, just let your head become heavy. The spine might round here. Let the chest become heavy. Let the belly become heavy. And then bringing your hands to the earth. In front of your shins, as you breathe in, slowly begin to press yourself back up to a seat. And we'll bring the knees together, checking behind you to make sure there's plenty of room between your back and the wall.
to lower down on the floor, keeping the feet at least as wide as your hips, if not wider. We'll turn our palms to face the sky and press the back of your wrists into the earth. And as you breathe in, root down into the feet, lift up through the hips, the low, mid, and upper back. Just peeling the spine off of the floor in Setu Bandha Sarvangasana. The gaze is just straight ahead. The face is soft. The back of the body begins to soften. The calves, the hamstrings, the glutes. We'll come up onto the tippy toe. And as you exhale, slowly begin to roll the spine down to the earth. Nice and slow, nice and easy. And draw the knees toward the chest, rocking from side to side. Maybe rolling our knees in one direction, drawing circles around your low back, and then drawing circles in the other direction. And bringing the soles of the feet to the floor. Extending the arms up overhead, maybe hooking the thumbs. We'll extend the legs out onto the floor, making the body just as long as possible. And then softening through the elbows and letting your head rock from left to right. Letting your feet rock from left to right. And then bringing your arms to your sides, turning the palms to face the sky.
Closing the eyes. Letting the breath take you to this place of rest and renewal.
Letting your body become heavy. Knowing that heaviness has the complete support of this space. begin to bring your awareness back into your body. Noticing where the backs of your hands and the earth connect. Noticing where the heels and the earth connect. Begin to bring deeper breaths into your lungs. Noticing how that brings more movement to your body. These light movements back into your fingers and your toes. You rock your head slowly from left to right. You make circles with the wrists and the ankles. And draw the knees toward your chest. And just rock from side to side. Letting your rocking carry you over to your right side. And just taking a moment here, all curled up. Feeling that sense of peace, that sense of calm that often accompanies the evenness of breath that we cultivate in this practice. Remembering that that peace exists within you. That peace exists all around you, regardless of external circumstance. Regardless of any circumstance. And often the path to remembering that peace within and around you begins by focusing on the breath, by inviting evenness back into the breath. That is something you can begin over and over and over again, whenever you need to, whenever you see the need in the world for that evenness. And now as you are ready, just slowly begin to make your way back to a seated position. Your beautiful seat, taking your time, keeping your attention within, keeping your awareness within. And we'll bring our hands to our heart center once more, to Anjali Mudra. A gesture of offering. And tonight let's offer up three big beautiful ohms all together before we conclude our practice. And we'll take a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. And if anyone is able.